This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, January 30. Weddings and Details. Our reading comes from John chapter 2. On the third day, a wedding took place in Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood 6 stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. I love weddings. I love the details and the drama. I love the planning and how every wedding is unique. Although there are often similar elements, such as the vows and promises and the family and friends joining the celebration, the bride and groom bring their own personal touches to the event as well. Whether grand or simple, there's also a party, and the guests join in the celebration. Jesus attended a wedding celebration. Traditional Jewish wedding celebrations often lasted up to a week, and they usually took place after the harvest, when there was abundance. The whole village would attend, and the party would be enjoyed by everyone. There was plenty of talking, dancing, and feasting, unless the wine ran out. Mary, the mother of Jesus, heard that this had happened, and she knew this could lead to dishonor and disgrace for the bridegroom. She also knew her son. Jesus responded with a miracle, turning water into the best of wine. This sign pointed back to God's promises and ahead to the great celebration of Jesus with his bride, the church, in eternity. The wedding feast continued, and all was well. Jesus was involved in the details. He cared about the family and guests, and he provided the best. The best news is that Jesus cares about you and me and has given his very life for us, so we can have new life in abundance. Let's celebrate. Pray with me. Dear Jesus, thank you for being in the details and providing what is best. May we celebrate with you today. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.